Last week, my mother-in-law called me from Port Wing, home of the Port Wing Blue Jay Haters Club, to tell me that a couple of pine grosbeaks had stopped in at her feeder for a short time. Some people are getting pine grosbeaks fairly regularly this winter, but these lovely birds are few and far between. The same goes for crossbills and goldfinches. Not a single one turned up on Duluth's Christmas bird count this year. Bohemian waxwings are scarcer than normal, as are snow buntings, evening grosbeaks, pine siskins, and redpolls. Even the little red-breasted nuthatch is hard to find this season. So where are they all? The answer is as simple as it is frustrating. The birds are all someplace else. Winter finches, along with the waxwing and nuthatch, are what ornithologists call eruptive species. They don't particularly care about the weather in one place or another, although they are more likely to come into feeders during bad times and stay out in the woods during milder conditions. But this year, they aren't even in the woods. They're also not dead or dying. Fortunately, they aren't like warblers and tanagers and other songbirds that depend on the tropical rainforest in winter and on uncontaminated insects in summer. No, our winter finches are just someplace else. Cornell University operates a fascinating program called Project Feeder Watch, and in the past few years they've learned that sometimes when we can't find winter finches hardly anywhere in the eastern United States, their numbers are way up in the west and vice versa. Most of these birds are specially adapted to eating the seeds from spruce and pine trees, seeds exposed and available no matter how deep the snows fall. But in years when there's lean pickings in our spruce trees, the birds don't waste their time here. They light out to wherever the pickings are better. Since there aren't as many songbirds around as normal, it's also pretty hard to find shrikes this year. I haven't had one turn up at my feeder yet to grace my 1991 list. But birds of prey depending on mice and other small mammals are doing pretty well. Great horned and barred owls are around in good numbers, and great gray owls and northern hawk owls are turning up all over. I added a hawk owl to my Wisconsin list on January 1st when I saw the one that's been hanging out in Douglas County at the intersection of County Roads A and B, about 10 miles south of Superior. These beautiful little diurnal owls are not easy to find south or east of here. Of all the birds of North America, the American Birding Association places the hawk owl number 9 on its most wanted list. But the Douglas County bird was remarkably easy to find. It's been sitting on power poles in a fenced-in power company facility right at the intersection where people can see it from their cars. The hawk owl is one of the tamest of birds. It's one species that you can bring a whole family of little kids to see and everyone can actually have a good look. These owls pretty much seem to ignore people, or maybe they just enjoy showing off for us. There are at least a few cardinals in the northern parts of our listening area. A male's been hanging out at the feeder of the president of the Port Wing Blue Jay Haters, along with a red-bellied woodpecker. Anyway, if the northern finches are few and far between, at least there are a few good birds out there. And even if you, like me, don't have any of the so-called good birds at your feeder, what's so bad about chickadees? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.